touchdown parlay.
Mm-hmm. We did.
We've been doing weekend parlays for a while. We'd only won two. There was a lot of variance on our picks. People would pick golf. People would pick all these different things. Now we've honed in on touchdowns.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we would pick a parlay that, you know, $10 would pay $21,000.
Right. I mean, you're just never going to hit that.
You got a better chance hitting a Powerball. I mean, it's not going to do it.
So we hit in week one. There was a little controversy because, I don't know if it's controversy, Jason originally picked T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Then replaced him with Christian McCaffrey.
Out.
And luckily,
can you pick a guy that plays ever?
I think this
guy's
playing.
The site voided it. Okay. So the rest of the picks hit. So let's get right to it. It is week two, our touchdown parlay.
Very good. Who's going to lead off? Who's the lead back here?
All right, I'll go. My lead back's going to be James Conner.
Ooh, like it.
Look, he's a veteran. He's been in the league 8 years, but he's kind of a grinder. And it just seems like he's just a regular touchdown scorer. Doesn't matter who he's playing against. Mm-hmm. He's got 52 rushing touchdowns, plus 10 receiving touchdowns, Chris. He's got 62.
It's pretty nice. Built a nice career.
And he had one last week.
Yeah.
And I just feel good about him, especially since they're playing at home and they, if they get inside the red zone, inside the 5, inside the 10, they give him the ball a lot.
Yeah. He's one of the few workhorse backs kind of still left in the league.
He really is.
There aren't many guys like him that really dominate the carries for their team.
He really is.
A lot of split backfields.
And they're playing the Rams. I think the Rams can give up some yards on the ground. So I like James Conner to score a tutty. It's a 405 kick on Fox against the Rams on Sunday. And he's minus 115.
All right. That's in. James Conner in on the parlay.
All right, behind the glass, Mitch. They're Myers.
All right, I had two lined up, but this one, I love this one so much. This is almost a guarantee.
Okay.
This guy will see the end zone. I'm guaranteeing it right now.
All right.
Amon-Ra St. Brown will score a touchdown.
Sun God.
Against Tampa.
Okay.
I believe Tampa's missing their starting safety.
Yep.
They're missing a starting corner, and Amon-Ra, revenge game. I think he was limited to a handful of catches week one.
Pretty quiet in week one, yeah.
Huge bounce back for him. He's gonna reach the end zone. He has to reach the end zone. And I believe it's even money.
Amon-Ra in on the bet. Let me double check. Amon-Ra plus 100.
Yes, even money.
Even money.
All right,
plus, I need him for fantasy.
Well, of course. I knew that was one of the underlying topics
there.
All
right, cakes.
All right, I have a question for you. If you're Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, would you rather Justin Herbert, when he takes the snap, when he turns around and hands the ball off to the running back, would you hand it off to a guy who averaged 13.5 yards per carry in week one, or would you hand the ball off to the guy who averaged 2.4 yards per carry in week one?
I'm going to hand it off to J.K. Dobbins. Yeah.
J.K. Dobbins averaged 13.5 yards per carry and found the end zone. Gus Edwards is a slug. Sorry, Valdez. He's just slow. He's getting up there in years. He's not a receiving threat. He's a slug compared to J.K. Dobbins.
I know, but why are you apologizing to me?
Well, because the Gus bus was a Raven for a long time.
He's not a Raven anymore.
Okay, that's true. He's wearing different laundry now. I understand. All right, so the Chargers travel east to take on the horrible, terrible, awful, just hideous Carolina Panthers at home, who had 47 hung on them last week by a pretty mediocre team in the New Orleans Saints. So I just feel like Dobbins is going to plunge into the end zone. Plus, I'm getting him at
plus 160. Yeah, that's a good number.
A great number. And again, he only had 10 carries, and I understand because of his long injury history, you want to kind of save him and baby him. I think his carries get a slight uptick. He should get 13 to 15 carries, and Gus should get about 4 or 5 just to spell J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins plunges into the end zone at, is it Bank of America Stadium? I can't keep up with all the stadium names. In Charlotte, he will score a touchdown, and he will help said parlay.
Gotcha. In with Dobbins.
Dobbins.
Plus 160. All yes. right. So that just leaves J.P., right?
J.P. and Drab. possibly.
The boys behind the glass are splitting up this week.
Oh, they are.
Since Eric's not here, so we have five players.
And right, Moore is a wild card.
It seems like we're going with a lot of running backs.
I saw a head shake there from Drabby. Yeah.
I almost want to
pivot. Might be more of a running league than it is a passing league.
I almost want to pivot.
Especially with all the quarterbacks getting hurt.
But I'm going to stick to my core. I was looking at the lineup of games, and the Saints, who Cakes just mentioned, thrashed the New Orleans, thrashed Carolina last week. They head to Dallas to take on a Cowboys team that's won 16 in a row in the regular season at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dallas is going to make a statement this week. I think they're going to handle the Saints. They're favored by 6. And the guy who's going to get the ball into the end zone for sure is Zeke. Zeke, back with the Cowboys. He may not be their main running back.
I love Zeke.
But last week, 10 carries for 40 yards and a score. Mm-hmm. I think he's their goal line back. I think he's their workhorse when they get to the end zone. I think Zeke gets into the end zone. And it's a meaningful game for him because if he gets to 56 yards, he hits 9,000 in his career.
I'll be bitter if Rico Dowdle plunges in the end zone instead of Zeke, but we'll see.
All right, so that's in.
I like the Zeke pick. He's minus 115.
Yeah, so, I mean, Vegas is kind of expecting him to score.
As is Connor, same number for him.
Correct. All right, Mr. Drabby, Matt Cahill.
Last week, Friday night, the Packers had a hell of a time stopping the run, and Saquon. It was ugly. It was embarrassing. And we had a little luck last week with a Colts rushing touchdown with Anthony Richardson. So we're going to stick with the Colts.
That last drive.
But we're not going to go with Richardson. We're going to go with the homecoming game for Jonathan Taylor coming back to Wisconsin.
Ah.
He scored in 7 straight games getting back to last season. I think it's the league high right now. So we're going to go Jonathan Taylor rushing touchdown or receiving touchdown. Plus, I think it's plus 115.
It is.
I love that play.
Yeah, I like it. Did he score last?
He scored last week as well.
All right, that is in. Jonathan Taylor.
Everybody's in.
That just so Mike Marr's not.
I think Mike Marr's been iced.
All right, he's not.
We can put Marr. It's a little payout's a little light.
Payout is light now.
All right, what are we at currently?
Do you want me to tell you the current payout
yes.
and then if Marr is in, what the payout is?
Current payout.
$10 pays $380.77.
Okay. It's pretty good.
Do we want to go? I feel like we want to go bigger.
It's up to you guys.
I can bring some juice to this parlay. I'll say that.
I feel like we should go a little bit bigger.
Can you give me the reminder? It was Connor, Dobbins, Zeke.
St. Brown.
And Taylor.
St. Brown.
Yeah. You know what? Let's at least listen to the rationale.
Let's
figure out what we're going to do.
All right, Sunday Night Football, Chicago Bears travel to Houston. Battle of the young QBs, C.J. Stroud against Caleb Williams. Both teams got the W in week 1. Give me Stephon Diggs to score anytime, plus 165. Last week against the Colts, he found the end zone twice. Diggs is a dog, and he's going to cross the paint again on Sunday.
I get a little nervous because it's the reverse do factor. Okay. We had 2 touchdowns last week.
He did have 2.
But I'm willing to roll with it.
Now, if we add Diggs into the mix, the payout jumps from $380 to $1,025. So, I mean, it's a sizable jump in the payout.
It definitely is.
I kind of like the idea of having a Sunday night sweat because it's
like
at
that.
Night.
I like that, too.
For that amount of money.
Go for
it.
Go for the $1,025.
All right, so 6-leg parlay, $10, will pay everybody $1,025. And 54 cents. We're going big. We're going to try to go big this time.
Coming up next is John Feinstein here on The Fan.